Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you been noticing a low-growing weedy plant with finely divided leaves with a yellowish-green flower head growing in the barnyards, roadsides, and other disturbed areas? I suspect most people dismiss this plant as just another weed, but its common name, pineapple weed, or perhaps wild chamomile, indicates something a little different. Botanists know this introduced plant as Matricaria discoidea. A smell similar to that of pineapple is quite noticeable when one crushes the plant with their fingers. It's not pineapple, of course. Pineapple weed is a member of the aster family, and as such is a distant relative of the pineapple plant, which belongs to the bromeliad family. Pineapple weed is a small, hairless, many-branched annual with deeply divided leaves, an inch or two long, that grows to between 4 and 8 inches in height. The flower heads are yellowish-green, cone-shaped structures, around a fourth to a third of an inch across, without ray flowers. As a member of the aster family, what looks like petals are ray flowers, while the head consists of disc flowers. And crushing the leaves produces a sweet smell, similar to that of pineapple, thus the common name. Pineapple weed is a close relative of chamomile, the fragrant herb widely used in teas. Like chamomile, pineapple weed can be used to make an interesting tea, which has been used as a herbal remedy for such things as stomach problems. The young flower buds may also be cleaned and added to a salad, but the plant becomes quite bitter as the flowers begin to mature. Another introduced and more conspicuous relative of pineapple weed is also flowering now, scentless chamomile, also called sea mayweed. It's a 2 to 3 foot tall annual or short-lived perennial that resembles a white-flowered daisy with a yellow center. The leaves are alternate and dissected into finely thread-like segments. It also prefers disturbed habitats, such as roadsides, gravel parking lots, sandy or gravelly shorelines, and similar habitats. But as the common name implies, scentless chamomile has no noticeable aroma. I put links to more information on these plants along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.